USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, President Trump in London for the NATO summit. Former Vice President Joe Biden campaigning in Iowa, where the Real Clear Politics average of polls has him slipping to fourth place. Mayor Pete first in Iowa. Biden launching what he calls his No Malarkey Tour, but he can't seem to escape his gaffes. Here's the latest one that has both voters and political pundits baffled.
By the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn, that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Former President Jimmy Carter, who is 95, back in the hospital in Americus, Georgia, that facility about 10 miles away from Plains where he lives. He's being treated for a urinary tract infection, the Carter Center saying he's feeling better. Carter was home for Thanksgiving after being released from Emory University Hospital in Atlanta, where he spent 2 weeks. Doctors there performing a procedure to reduce pressure on his brain after a few recent falls. Carter is the oldest living U.S. president. President Trump attending the NATO summit in London, counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says the White House will not be participating in the impeachment inquiry as it moves to the House Judiciary Committee. She tells Fox News,
they think they finally got him, they don't, but what they don't have is any justification to upend what the voters wanted, which is Donald Trump to be their president, and they should just admit they have no idea how to beat him in 2020. They fear he will be reelected, so they need to remove him before that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I join. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The very latest now on the impeachment inquiry as it moves from the House Intel Committee to the House Judiciary Committee. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
President Trump says he will not send representation to Wednesday's impeachment proceedings before the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee. And former Whitewater Independent Counsel Robert Ray tells Fox Business that's the right move to make for the president.
I think the White House counsel has it right. I mean, that's what I would have done. I don't see any reason to be participating in something that is a foregone conclusion and on a timetable of 2 weeks where they're not interested in hearing from the president's witnesses in any event. And this thing is going to start with witnesses who are law professors. I don't doubt that they will be Hooray Henrys to the Democratic impeachment effort to talk about the fact that this is a clear case.
A judge dismissing a lawsuit against Rhode Island's new bill protecting abortion rights. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Superior Court Judge Melissa Darrigan dismissing the lawsuit that had been filed on behalf of the Catholics for Life Advocacy Group and some other activists last week. A lawyer for the plaintiffs say the decision will be appealed to the state Supreme Court. The Reproductive Privacy Act, signed by Governor Gina Raimondo in June, served to codify the privacy rights guaranteed by the U.S. Supreme Court decision in the Roe v. Wade case. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.